Houston.
I read that the former president, President Mahama, described Ghana's national digital property addressing system as a 419 scam. When I read his reasoning for such a description, it became very evident to me that he has no clue about what he was talking about and was just engaged in parroting propaganda. Let me therefore take this opportunity to educate him and others who may think like him about Ghana's landmark digital property addressing system, which has been achieved in less than 1 year and something his government could not do in 8 years. I hope that in all humility, former President Mahama can now accept criticism from me, since by the grace of God, I have now occupied the office of Vice President of the Republic. And it's important to note that this digital addressing system that has been put together relies on surveyed data from the Lands Commission and the latitude and longitudes to generate the postcodes and addresses for every square inch of Ghana. The National Digital Property Addressing System is independent of Google and any other mapping tool. Google will not give you the postcode, the region, or the district for any particular location. For the former President Mahama to claim that Ghana's National Digital Property Addressing System and the accompanying Ghana Post GPS app is a 419 scam simply demonstrates a complete lack of understanding of the system. We have been witnesses to 8 years of his governance as Vice President and President, and we know what 419 scams look like. The National Digital Property Addressing System is not your 419 200 million Ghana Cedi SADA guinea fowl and tree planting scam. It is not your 419 Smarties bus branding scam, and it is not your 419 $23 million runway at Kumasi Airport. It is not your 419 $952 million JIDA scam, and it's not the 419 $14 million mansion for the vice president. It's also not the 419 $657 million Ghana Cedi, Wyoming, Waterville, and other judgment debt scams. We know a 419 scam when we see one. And that, unfortunately, was the hallmark of the administration of former President Mahama. Ghanaians will find out more soon, very soon, as people are held legally accountable.